Matreya, I have a new person with me. He lives in Pittsburgh.
Okay, what is his name?
Dustin.
Dustin, okay. Welcome to our mission, Dustin. As usual, do you want me to go ahead and explain the great sign, or you have already explained it to him?
I have already explained the great sign to him. All right. But if you'd like, you can explain it to him as well.
Sure, that would be fine. And does he have any specific questions?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, well, we are very glad to have you here, Dustin. It's always, you know, new people are welcome to join the mission. This mission is for everyone, and all the humanities are invited to come and join and become one, and eventually all the religions of the world become one godly revelation, and that's what this mission is all about. The mission is to unify humanity and show God's plan for man and how He has sent each religion separately to one group or one nation or one language or one part of the earth, and then now He sends the whole book which was sealed with the seven seals. And if you go to the Revelation chapter 5, it's clearly talks about the seven seals, seven angels, seven revelation, and when the seventh revelation comes, that is when the mystery of God will be finished. Before that, God is what? Is a mystery. At least will last 12,000 years. And that mystery will not be revealed. What does that mean? If it is mystery before the seven angel, means no one on earth has their whole picture, but no matter what revelation, what religion, what part of the earth you are in, you still have one part of the truth, but not the whole truth. And it always, of course, ends up to the story of the five blind men and the elephant, and each received one part of the elephant and said, "Here it is." Elephant looked at a cylinder, because he was holding the legs of the elephant. The other one had the trunk and said, "No, it looked like a hose." And the other one had a, you know, tail and said, "No, you both are wrong, it's a broom." And the fourth one had the ears and he said, "No, it's like a leaf." And on and on. And then they had a big fight over it. And each of them said, "That is what an elephant looked like, you are wrong." Then actually a man with the eye came and said, "Look, you are correct. Elephant has, his tail is like a broom, his, you know, trunk is like a hose, and his legs like a cylinder, and his ears like a, you know, leaf," and on, "but elephant is more than just his parts." Okay. And that's what the great sign and our teaching brings to humanity. It says, yes, you all are right, okay? Yes, you know, mystical path is the path of awakening your spiritual forces, okay? It is important that you meditate, you chant, you know, you do all those things that the mystical path have realized and come to us, and, you know, just like, you know, in Hinduism, they meditate, okay? In Buddhism, they chant. Okay. In Sufism, they dance. Okay, all those things have been given to us. In Judaism, the Kabbalists, they read and they study and contemplate and all that. In Christianity, they pray. Okay. So these mystical things have been given to humanity to awaken the spiritual forces. So that is the spirit of all religions. Then, you know, then God brings the Old Testament, the Judaism, or second seal. What is the second seal? The triangle upward is like an organizational structure, isn't it? If you go to management and study management in business, what do they show you? They show you an organization with the you know, president at the top, vice presidents, and then departments, and then head of the departments, and their, you know, people under them, until it comes to the workers under very bottom and become a triangle offer. It's kind of a worldly organization. But does the manager have another triangle downward? No, in worldly organization we have a triangle upward. In godly organization, the Spirit of God has to be in the organization. That organization then becomes what? The second seal. What the Old Testament teaches us. The Old Testament, if you study, he is trying to choose a people, 12 tribes, okay? And these 12 tribes are supposed to accept God as what? As their king, as their spiritual guide, as the light in front of the tribe. That's what the Bible says, God at, you know, at night become like a light in front of the tribe so they can see where they are going. So if the Spirit of God is not in an organization, what happened to that organization? It falls apart, it becomes egoistical, it becomes self-centered, it becomes, you know, something that is not one with one another. And if every person pulls the organization in a different direction, what happens? It falls apart, you know, it just is not going to happen. Just like the chariot in the Hinduism, that it five strong horse. And who is the charioteer? Who is the driver? Krishna is the driver. God is the driver. Okay. If the God is not driving that five horses, what happens? Each horse is going to pull different direction. What's going to happen to chariot? It's going to fall apart. It's going to just be. So we can see the Spirit of God is important to that organization or any nation in any movement or any people. If many people, many individuals in the group or organization, they don't let the Spirit of God come through, what happens? They become self-centered, don't they? Okay. And egoistical. And what is the problem on the earth? Ego. Ego is the only problem we have on earth. The more people become one with God, as Satsang Shakti sent to all of us today, the more we become one. We cannot become one with each other. It's impossible. It's impossible for humans to become one. But when we are one with God, then we are one. So the triangle downward is the Spirit of God in organization. As I was reading another explanation of the second seal this week, was that triangle upward is the upward action. Okay, reaching out, okay, to humanity, okay, reaching out and trying to create, you know, a good environment. The triangle downward is self-realization, know thyself, know yourself. Of course, that explanation is going to go mostly for the sixth seal. The second seal, you know, is mostly the organizational structure upward and the spirit of God in the organization downward. So now, you know that, but how are we going to create such an organization? Okay? Can we have a community of life or organization? Is that each individual in itself, what is it in it for me? You know, I am the only person that should be, you know, taken care of and thought about and given and being selfish? If such a situation arises, what's going to happen? Each person is going to pull the society, going to pull the community, to pull the organization to different direction again, and that will not last very long. And then, so the destruction will come to that organization. So that's what the third seal is, sacrifice. Who is the symbol of sacrifice for humanity? It's Christ. What Christ did. He came and he went all the way for his ideal and for his teaching and what he believed in, to the cross. Okay? Of course, crucifixion is the symbol of crucifying your ego. You're only thinking about me all the time, but thinking about God instead. And replacing me with he. And then, after you do that, then the Spirit of God comes through you. What is the Spirit of God? God, the Spirit is perfect. As Christ said, be perfect as the Father in heaven. Okay? Then, when you overcome the ego, if God comes through to you, does God make mistakes? God is infallible, isn't he? If God comes through you, do you have compassion? If God comes through you, are you lonely and separated from everybody else? If God comes through you, can you stay inactive and not doing the mission? You see, then you see, wow. Therefore, my ego is the problem that creates self-centeredness and, you know, all those problems related to this. So that the more we get rid of ego, the more we sacrifice for the ideal of the communist of light and creation of the hierarchy in the second seal, the more we free ourselves from, you know, all the ills related to the ego, making mistakes, being lonely, feeling, you know, left out, you know, anything related to ego, that, you know, being rude, being, you know, not compassionate, being, you know, all the self-centered, anything that related to the ego come from, you know, thinking about me all the time. Now we reach the point, we let, you know, we realize that we should not be self-centered, and then what? Now I'm going to only help, you know, still I have my own will and my way of thinking what is right and what is wrong. Okay. That's what the fourth seal comes, surrendering and submission to God. Still I have my will. Okay. Yeah, that's true. You know, I like to sacrifice for the mission, but, you know, I am the doer. I am the person going to sacrifice. You know, I am the person who is doing all these wonderful things with the mission. And what's going to happen? You are going to look for the praise. You are going to look for a reward. You are going to be attached to the result of your action. So what is the next step? Next step is surrendering and submission. You do the action, but you're not attached to the result. You surrender the result to God and say, okay, I meditate, I have HMI spiritual forces, I like to carry the communist of light, I sacrifice for it, I do all these wonderful things for God's mission to create the communist of light, but I surrender the result to God. What happens if you're not surrendered to the result of your actions? Then you are free to go to the next project without sitting there waiting for somebody to say, you know, pat you in your back and say, good job, you know, or, you know, everybody, you know, praise you all the time. So you just do the job and go to another work, and another attached to the result of your action. But greater than surrendering is submission. Always concentrating, God is the doer through you. You are not the doer. You are absolutely free of any attachment to any result because you are not the doer at all. That's what you said. All thanks go to God. Okay, so it means, well, you did a good job. But what did you do in the third level? In the third level, you overcame your ego. In the fourth level, you don't have any ego. Therefore, who is doer? God is the doer. You are just become an observer. It all gets done through you, and you are not attached to the result because you never did anything anyway. With this, all kind of expectation, any attachment to the result, and all the things that related to the depression and wanting and craving of the, you know, ego will be completely overcome. Now, of course, that's the sign of Islam. Islam means taslim or being surrendered and submissive to God. And then you do that, all that, now what? You will do this only for your community, for your city, or for your nation, or even for Earth. Okay? The next step become universalist. Universalism means You don't have any nation, you don't have any gender, you don't have any, you know, earth, you belong to the whole universe. You are a unique consciousness belonging to the whole universe. You shatter all the bondages of the earthly, you know, concepts that put on humanity, and they bound them, you know, to one place or one community and one thing. Frees you to accept that the whole universe as a God's, you know, home, as a God's place. You become the nation of God. You become a part of the universal, you know, object. Of course, that is the Baha'i teaching. That's what Baha'u'llah and Bab brought to humanity and taught them, that become universal is don't be attached to it, you know, one nation, one race, or one gender, or one teaching. So that's what we do. You shatter every narrowness of the mind, okay? And with this five first step, you follow the eternal divine path, okay? And that, what you become, is the sixth seal, which is the Paravipra. The Paravipra is a person who awakens his or her spiritual forces, meditate, chant, dance, or whatever works for you, and your spirit will be awakened. Then you realize, you know, just sitting there and meditating and going to the mountain and escaping the world is no longer going to work, but you have to come and create the communities of life, which is the second seal, which is the Old Testament. And then you realize, in order to create the communities of life, sacrifice or overcoming your ego is necessary. And then you have to surrender and submit to God, so you are not dissolved with action. All thanks go to God, and He is doing it through you. And the five is become universal, is shatter all the narrowness of the mind that has been taught to us through our, you know, lifetime. So with this, you become Paravipra. Of course, further explanation for Paravipra is that Paravipra is a spiritual person. He's also intellectual, and he understands the worldly intellect and worldly explanation of things, and he also can be a laborer. If it's needed to dig, you know, pick up the shovel and dig the ground, so be it. So they are not only sitting on the, you know, mountain and saying, oh, I'm great spiritual teacher up here, come to me and I'll tell you everything is illusion. Don't worry about it. and if everything is illusion and don't worry about it, then the whole society becomes escapist, and the society goes to, you know, become very poor and unsanitary, and all the problems you have in the most, you know, terrible countries, or the people that they do not, you know, put effort in creating good environment for themselves. So you can see that here, the Paravipra is not only go through the first five steps, also they are involved in the world. They are businessmen. If it is necessary, you know, to handle business, they are there to do that. They are intellectual. If it's scientific things, they are interested to know about science and evolution and all that. They are courageous, like it, you know, if it's needed something to be courageous about, they are courageous to go ahead and do that, and they can be a laborer. That's the four human parts that we discuss in Go and our teaching. We have four classes of human: laborers, Kathians or warriors, businessmen, intellectual, and businessmen, which is explained in the very thing which is created the four phases in history. Now we are in a period that the Paravipras are created, and that's what the mission, that's another goal of the mission, is to create as Paravipras as possible. And such Paravipras are the new leaders of humanity, which will take humanity to the next step by creating the commons of life. This is based on the eternal divine path. This is the five first step in the great sign. So when you follow the five first step in the great sign, you will reach the sixth step, between the Pavitras, and the Pavitras are the leaders that will lead humanity to the golden age that everybody is talking about it. Even the New Ager are waiting for the golden age to come, or the age of Aquarius, some people call it, and on and on. And these Pavitras are the people who will help humanity to reach a point that they have time to meditate, having given their spiritual forces, and create more communities of life, sacrifice, surrender and submission to God, become universalist. So you see, it's kind of a catch-22. The more Pavitra we make, the more communities of life we're going to create, the more communities of life we create, the more Pavitra we're going to have, the easier to create the communities of life. We reach a point that communities of life is going to be popping up all over the earth like a mushroom. Okay, so we're going to have a lot of communities of life, which are connected together through what? Through the computers and internet and the technology that we have. And all these things are coming together to a point that the new age, that or golden age that all expecting to come. So we can see that the coming of this teaching is timed and supported very, very correctly as it's been prophesied to come. And such a people, the Pavitras, will help humanity reach pure consciousness, which is the R sign or the seventh seal. Seventh seal is not only where do you see the whole picture? When you reach the seventh chakra, when you merge with God, then you see, wow, that is what they meant, what pure consciousness. That is exactly when you reach to our teaching, suddenly you say, oh wow, that is what God was doing. He was sending all these religions separately, now they were put together. Now I can see His plan, I can see what He was doing, okay? Therefore I see the whole picture now, okay? So that's exactly the pure consciousness is. The communities of life are created and people are helping each other and sharing. They have more time to meditate, they have more time to awaken their spiritual forces. And of course, from this communism of light, people will emerge, and eventually our system will be created, which is the system for the kingdom of heaven on earth, which also explained in our teaching, based on God's will, and His God, His spirit should be in that organization. His spirit should not leave the organization the moment His spirit leaves the organization. That would be the end of that organization. So basically that self-teaching that evolves all around the great sign, and if you know the great sign, and though you should, what?
The greatest sign.
The greatest, I'm sorry, the greatest sign. Some yes, I may even, I'm just calling it the great sign, I was corrected here, the greatest sign, and so this is how the greatest sign is the greatest yantra. And it teaches you, you know, the whole picture of the revelations from God, unifies all religions of the world, shows how the kingdom of heaven can come to humanity, and how the hierarchy on earth can emerge, and how the Spirit of God should come to every aspect in our life. It is not a Sunday event, okay? It is an every minute event in our life, that we have to bring God into it. Okay? Then we can, you know, we'll see that, you know, that the kingdom of coming of the kingdom is going to be accelerated. So it's up to each of us, okay, to bring God into our, you know, life in every moment and second. And the moment our impure desires come, we have to face them squarely and say, oh look, I better back off and look at this impure desire, impure wants, impure craving, impure, what, you know, things that is pulling me away from God and make me ungodly. And then, it's okay, nobody's blaming you, nobody's trying to say you have to be perfect right away, but each time you pull up from one desire, one wants, one impurity, you become what? More pure and more wonderful in your life. But of course, you know, you have to have the willingness. That's why I like the, what Yoda said. You have to have the most serious mind. Is that what he said? I see. What is it? What Yoda said? You have to have the most serious mind, and to follow this path. Okay. And of course, we're not trying to create what we call Jedi's, but really, it's a kind of a have the same concept. Okay. That they are creating the, you know, Paravipras. You know, he called them Jedi, he called them Paravipras. So you have to have that kind of the desires and mind and want to be really working on yourself.
You used to say, don't be serious, be sincere.
Yeah, right. Okay. Of course, you know, serious, being serious sometimes can create problems. It means you never smile, you never have fun, you're too serious. Okay? You shouldn't be serious, but you have to be sincere. Very, very sincere, you know, in this path, in your own path and progress. And nobody can do it for you. Nobody. You have to do it yourself. God can show you the way. Okay? He can say, this is the eternal divine path that you have to follow. But who's going to follow it? God says it, be still. He doesn't say, I'm going to make you still. He can, but he doesn't want to. Okay? He says, be still and know that I'm God. You be still. Okay? That's what eternal divine path is. This is the eternal divine path. That's what we have to follow to become a part of Ikra. But am I going to make you follow the eternal divine path? No, I'm just very sure. If you don't want to follow it, I can do nothing about it. Okay, I might be able to do something about it, but I won't. Okay. Because you will not learn. Okay, I'm the best chemist in the world, but if you want to become a chemist, what do you have to do? You have to go to school, learn, come to the college, spend 4 years, go to the, you know, process and eventually become a professor or some great chemist. Okay? Can a chemist make you a good chemist? If there is no desire? No. You have to have a desire to become a chemist. Or whatever you want to be. So, this is basically our teachings, and if you have the most sincere mind and most desire to work on yourself, and to the, of course, it is also go hand in hand. You work for this cause and because you have become a doctor and the mission, you progress, you make more commitment to the mission, and the more you committed to mission, the more you progress. Okay? If you're holding back, then you're holding back. That's all there is into it. Okay? You are not committed. You are not, you know, putting everything in it. God is not number one. What is the greatest revelation ever came to earth? That is the greatest revelation ever came to earth. What are you going to do about it? Are you still hold back and say, no, I'm not going to go all the way? If you're going to do that, then you didn't understand the teaching. You didn't understand the mission. You didn't understand what's happening here. So, and your commitment is, we are not a cult. Okay, we're not going to, if you want to leave the mission, fine, you know, square, you know, we're not going to put, you know, a strain on you or keep you somewhere, and but you say they don't let you sleep overnight and envelop you with their own teachings or put a chip on you. We don't. It's you have to decide. After you decide, you have no choice, then it's your mission. You're another Maitreya out there. Okay. Actually, I'd like to have 144,000 Maitreyas out there giving sad songs and reaching God and giving the teaching to everyone. So, I'm free. You have no choice. That's what I wanted to hear. The moment I hear you have no choice but to follow this teaching, then I'm done with you. You are all, you know, part of this mission, and God is your God. Of course, I'm always available. You can send me email. You can talk to me, you know, get other people here to talk to, and we help you out as much as possible. But that is the ultimate thing is to realize really what is happening here is the manifestation of God's greatest revelation and fulfillment of the prophecies. And my desire is to see His kingdom come. That even my presence here is evidence of God's existence. If He said He's going to send a person with all this thing, and He did it, does God exist? He does.